This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and last time he was on the show was October the 4th. And I believe they're going to be turning the corner here very, very shortly. We're talking about Players Network, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PNTV. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Mark Bradley. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Got a lot of exciting news to talk about today.
Well, Mark, please tell us what's going on with PNTV and what you guys have been up to so far in the first, 40 days here in 2018.
God, it's hard to believe we're 40 days in here. we're extremely excited. 2017 was really the runway for us to take off in 2018, and we did a lot of hard work last year, and now it's all paying off and all the ducks are aligned. So we're planning on having just a lot of very significant announcement and progress early this year from all the work done last year. But for the people that don't know about us, we are a fully integrated media and marijuana company. We own Weed TV, which we think is our 800-pound gorilla that will be released sometime this year. And people are going to be blown away at that's a major revenue stream for us. And then we have Greenleaf Farms, which is the marijuana side. And we have a beautiful project in Nevada, 27,000 square feet and just outside Las Vegas. We're going to have the ability to apply for retail licenses later on this year when more applications hit the market. And then we put an announcement about entering the California market. So a lot of things happening with us.
Well, let's talk about the press release that you released yesterday. I believe it was a 400,000 square foot indoor marijuana facility. How did you guys come upon that? And when do you think that will be online?
Well, it's interesting that people caught on to the 400,000 because I guess that's what we're going to own ourselves from Greenleaf Farms and Players Network. But we're really a part of something much bigger. We're really the part of the development team developing 2,720,000 square feet, which is going to be the largest marijuana indoor facility in the world. It's going to be both cultivation and production. And we're going to be supporting it with media and marketing through Weed TV, in addition to bringing our expertise from Nevada, which is a very heavily regulated market, which California is not yet. It's becoming that way. We're going to be able to bring our experience to that project. So it's extremely exciting for us.
You know, I agree with you. And just to educate our listeners a little bit, it's so important when you have a brand name like Greenleaf, when somebody goes to a dispensary and picks up, A, B, or C product, that it's exactly the way they remember it and taste or smell, 30 days, 60 days ago. And you can't really have that outside because you got all kinds of pesticides, herbicides that are floating around the air and stuff like that. And I think that if you are going to be in this business, you should have an indoor facility.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, there's a lot of, I believe in both. There's outdoor, there's indoor, and then there's also greenhouse, which is kind of a combination of both of them. And I think you can achieve the high quality product inside of a greenhouse because you are still isolated and you don't really need the type of pesticides you need, is outdoor. Here's the problem with the industry. There's so many people getting in it right now. On one hand, it's becoming saturated. On the other hand, it's becoming so highly regulated that the cost to operate it and your taxes exceed what's actually going on with the market itself. So, it's kind of a race to the bottom. Whoever is going to have the cheapest prices and the most efficient operations are the people that ultimately are going to win this race here. And that's the unfortunate truth. So with the California project, we are designing that with that in mind. by having ample water, by having alternative power supplies, by bringing people together in a large community and being able to have economy of scales. That's why the project that we're doing out in California and in Palm Desert is so magnificent.
My guest today is Players Network, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PNTV. With us today is the CEO of that company, Mark Bradley. Mark, as you said earlier, you guys are a media company. What's going on with Weed TV, and why are you so excited about that particular division?
So at the end of last year, we went into substantial production. We created a concept called the Weed House. The Weed House housed nine different original television series. And we're now taking those series and we're repeating them and producing more. We produced about, 360, maybe 370 original pieces of content now since November of last year. And since October of last year. And, right now there's a lack of supply of really good quality content information for this booming multi-billion-dollar industry. So we're kind of filling that gap and also leveraging the Weed TV platform and name to promote and market Greenleaf Farms. So everything we're doing is very synergistic. And we have an amazing team, the Weed TV team. Michael Burke, my longtime partner, who was the creator of 5 TV series, including Baywatch, and he's done many movies. Andy Orgel, a co-founder of MTV, Nickelodeon, in the Movie Channel, among other networks. So we got an amazing team put together, and I think we're going to change the media landscape with Weed TV and really offer a platform for all these emerging marijuana companies to market and advertise and create their brands, on top and behind and together with ours. So it really is an exciting opportunity, and we're going to be, Weed TV's launched right now as a website, weedtv.com, but you're going to see an amazing technology platform emerge from Weed TV over the next 2 months that I think is going to blow investors and consumers away. And we will definitely be, a company that is on the forefront of the entire marijuana space, both in media, technology, and our growth facility. So I'm really excited this year about everything going on.
Hey, Mark, I want to switch gears here for a second and talk about some recent ventures that you guys are putting together. One is working with 1-800-PR, and the other one is you guys did a joint venture with Knight Foods. Could you extrapolate a little bit on those two press releases?
Yeah, 1-800-PR, they're a major PR firm. I mean, their clients are like the United Nations and Microsoft and Qualcomm and, just a major company. And we just felt we were ready now for mainstream media. 1-800-PR has got the relationships, to get us, on the CNBCs, the Foxes, and in the Wall Street Journals of the world. And, we didn't really think our story was ready, nor did we think those publications would be interested in us. But now the amount of exposure that we're able to get with these upcoming projects is really going to heighten the reputation and image of the company, which I'm ecstatic about. The Knight Foods project is really the opportunity to bring in a product to Greenleaf Farms, where once we finish building our production side of things, we can, start creating the recipes utilizing our, THC and CBD products. So, for example, they're very healthy bars that can crave your late night appetite. And so instead of having a piece of chocolate cake before you go to bed, it's going to give you a little bit of and keep you up all night. It's going to get, the Knight food bar will give you a little bit of sweetness. It'll give you some healthy proteins, crave your appetite, but it'll also be, infused with CBD and maybe a THC that is, say, an indica based that'll actually help you relax and help you sleep. So there's a lot of benefits of combining the healthy foods and the cannabis together, and that's what we're going to be working on together.
PNTV, that is the ticker symbol to Players Network. They trade on the OTCQB. Mark, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, I think we hit it pretty good, but I will tell you that people need to keep an eye on us. What they're seeing right now is just the tip of the iceberg of what's coming down the pipeline. There's all kinds of synergistic relationships and revenue streams that we're going to be creating in this company. It's really, we talk about being a diversified holding company. We certainly fit that bill.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you won't wait as long as you did. Hopefully I'd like to have you back on in 50 or 60 days. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
All righty. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.